This is the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. Here are your hosts, Mike Herzing and Dr. Lisa Liao.
Welcome, everybody, to the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. I'm Mike Herzing. You know, the show is brought to you from the Meridian Health Institute right here in the heart of Texas, which is Sugar Land, Texas. Great place. It really is a great place. Everyday Health Hacker is the brainchild of my good friend, Dr. Lisa Liao, who is the Meridian's chief medical officer and an awesome lady and a great friend.
Oh, we're excited to be back today. It's a beautiful day. Spring weather's finally back.
No kidding. The last 2 weeks have been a blur. I'll tell you what, I have a knee replaced, cataracts, but my knee is some pain management. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in a little bit. Let's dive into it. You know, last week we talked about some of the other things, but this week we're going to go into pain management and some of the therapies. You came up with that idea, and I think it's awesome because that's a big deal. There's a lot of new stuff with pain management. Tell me, because I need it.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about pain management, knee replacements, hip replacements. And, you know, we have a saying here at Meridian with our regenerative center, and that is, you know, before you medicate or before you have surgery, take a look at regenerative medicine, because there's a lot of things that can actually regenerate the bone, the tissue, as well as the cartilage. And okay. A lot of times with knee replacements, people have that because they have bone spurs. Ozone therapy can actually decrease the bone spurs. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And that's why we take a look at MRIs and the x-rays to see if they're a candidate. And number two is sometimes when people are bone on bone, you know, mm-hmm. there is a concern, you know, do they need a knee replacement? And sometimes they do. And many times we can actually regenerate that space with stem cell therapy.
You know, the fact that they can go into your neck and put in the little discs back in and things like that makes you like, wait a minute, why can't they just do that to my knee? But they would tell me that that for some reason the knee, everything floats around in there and they wouldn't be able to hold it in place.
You Correct. Know? It's constantly floating.
Now, how does the body put that in the middle and not scooch it out to the side or whatever?
Because the body has stem cells that are actually a recorded history of where things are supposed to be.
Oh.
Same thing with neck pain, lumbar pain, thoracic, anything in the back. Anytime that you have a joint, a tissue, or a cartilage that is malfunctioning and causing pain, we can use stem cell therapy, and that's umbilical cord stem cell therapy, ozone therapy, or PRF, for accelerated healing as well as to regenerate and repair the tissue.
Okay, I've had people say, ozone therapy. I mean, like those little ozone generating machines? And I went, no, not exactly.
It's a little bit more different. And ozone therapy, I have to share, you know, a lot of people may smell ozone after they've heard the crackling of thunder mm-hmm. and lightning, because you can actually smell ozone. Ozone is O3. So in other words, you take oxygen, O2, and you're super oxygenating it with O3, which is an unstable little type of chemistry, so that when it goes into your body, it actually migrates with the water in order to make a chemical that decreases your inflammation and cause healing. So we also use that in hemotherapy, where we take your blood, we mix it with ozone, and we give it right back to you so that we can super oxygenate your body, which becomes antibacterial, antimicrobial, and antiparasite, as well as decreasing inflammation. And it's what I do once a month in order to stay healthy.
Get out of here. All right, now, so how can you take ozone, which is almost like a gas?
It's a gas.
And point it at my knee, and how does it penetrate and go in and magically repair everything? All right, come on.
It's not magic. It's actually science. We all are about the science.
Same thing to me. Yeah.
So there's two different things. Is one, we cephalate. And when I say cephalate, basically it looks like we are taking a little air nozzle and we're going over the area.
Okay.
And what happens with O3 is that it goes for the cells. It goes for the water inside the cell, and it helps to be pulled into the cell to decrease inflammation by working with the mitochondria. Mitochondria is the brain power of every cell. That's where we are able to improve our energy levels. It's where the exchange of different nutritionals, minerals, and vitamins go through. Mm-hmm. And that's also what is our protective mechanism in our body in order to fight anything that is inflammatory, bacterial, or any microbial that's in there. So that's one. That's cephalation, where we just take a little nozzle and we're going over it. We use a different gamma. So the key with ozone, a lot of people will say, oh, it's just an ozone machine. Well, no, there's a little bit more science to it. You have to know where you're using it. So in other words, if you're using it inside the mouth or if you're using it on your elbow or your knee, it's a different gamma that's specific for that area. And ozone has been studied for over 150 years, and people can go online and they can look right at it. And so there's the ozone chemotherapy, which I was talking about, that we actually take your blood. We draw it out, we add ozone to it, and then we will put it through a generator of UV light in order to enhance the mechanism of decreasing the inflammation and providing it as an antimicrobial. So lots of different ways to do that.
That is kind of like right out there.
Right out
high
there.
High-tech stuff here.
It is. It's very high-tech. You know, Natalie, who is she's just amazing at giving
awesome.
Us the ozone therapy. And we'll have a segment with her as well, just so that she can share with you the experience. Her background is working in neonatal medicine. So, you know, if she can draw blood from a little baby, I can guarantee she can draw yours and be very, very comfortable. And a lot of people are sometimes a little scared of that. And I encourage you, don't be scared. We're here to help you have a very comfortable time with us and have increased energy. And what I always share with people is that sometimes you have so much energy afterwards that I need you to take it easy, because that's usually when people will stay up and they'll clean the closet and they'll do a lot more. And I'm like, no, we want this to really work hand in hand. And the key about ozone therapy is that it really helps to protect you for between 23 and 30 days. So that's why I do it once a month, to help decrease the inflammation as well as help the immunity.
She drew blood and I didn't even know it. I mean, it was just like, I said, this is the best experience I've ever had drawing blood.
And we want everybody to continue to have great experiences. And sometimes if people have questions, I always share with people, send us an email, take a look at maybe our Instagram, Everyday Health Hacker, ask us questions, because really, truly, ask us anything, because we are here to answer questions.
Okay, now let's slide over just a little bit to another subject, and it's kind of related. I remember somebody talking about immune system as one of the big keys to everything, you know, and how you hear about immunotherapy and it's causing, you know, curing all these wild diseases and things. And, you know, the body can fix itself if we can figure out how to turn that on. You do some of that. Of course, ozone therapy is a lot of that.
Is a
like
part
that
of that, yeah, but also that. Nutritionals.
Okay.
And also it's part of hydration. So we have to remember, you know, chronic stress is an inflammatory. So if you're in overwhelm, that's causing inflammation in your body. And people go through depression, anxiety, maybe they're going through a divorce or a death in the family. All of those are trauma to the body, and our body feels it and causes inflammation. So in order to mitigate that and help our body to build the immune system, that is about building our immune system, is taking vitamins, minerals, and other nutritionals to help that.
That rattling's me shaking my head, I think. That must be it. But you know, there's a lot of new stuff about, I mean, I was reading about immune therapy, and it's going to, they take your blood out and they put all kinds of things into it and they stuff the blood back in, and they're trying to generate, make the body turn on certain things, you know what I mean? Which is what some of your nutrition stuff does.
Correct. And we have IV vitamin therapy that we utilize, because a lot of people will say, look, doc, I am not going to swallow those tablets.
I did it.
So sometimes it may be as simple as B12. There's other times where we'll do a Myers cocktail, which really helps with our glutathione. And glutathione is a mechanism.
Dr. Denali
is doing her round, her roundabout, just checking us out, making sure that everything is okay. She's such a sweetheart. And Dr. Denali is always making sure, you know, she also takes vitamins too.
Look at that.
And she takes something that's called NRF1 and NRF2, which both her parents take as well. And that helps to decrease inflammation as well as turn on the glutathione. And glutathione turns on what we call the cyclic AMP, which turns on our ATP. I know this is a lot going out there, but what that means for you and me is that it increases your energy and your focus. And that's what it's all about.
Oh, cause as if she needs more energy. She focuses on taking care of the people and making everybody feel special.
Yeah.
That's how she is when she comes
in
here.
And that's what it's all about here at Meridian, is focusing on you to help everybody feel their special and at their very best. And for more information, I encourage everybody to take a look at our comments and our notes, because I'll have those websites attached there as well.
Yeah, because it seems like everywhere I look, it's like it's all about immunotherapy and pumping up your immune system and things like I take stuff every way, because I had cancer years ago and my immune system is compromised. So I take stuff to decrease inflammation, but also, you know, hit my thymus and turn on things to up. And I haven't been sick in like 4 years. And the last time I got sick was when I forgot that I didn't take this stuff for, I ran out and didn't take it for about 4 or 5 days. And sure enough, I get sick.
So there's a consistency. It's taking your vitamins, minerals, staying hydrated. And if you want to do some advanced therapies, give us a call and we'll help assess what your needs are.
Okay. As a matter of fact, I think next week we're going to talk about hydration because, you know, it's getting warm.
Yes.
At least here in most of the country is waking up. We're all getting out of here. We're a little bit more active. We get to go to dinner.
Yes.
And we get to go places and things like that. So now we have to worry about diets and stuff all over again. But everybody, you know, what is it, the COVID-15 or something they ever
said? A lot of people have either lost or gained 15, and I want you to be one of those that has lost. So that's where hydration is really important, as well as balancing your hormones and nutrition. And that's what we're all about here, is taking care of your whole wellness from top to bottom.
You know, you're absolutely right, and we're going to talk about more of it next week. So anything else you want to wrap up with, Dawn?
If you have questions, I truly mean it. Ask me anything, and we'll be out there to answer those questions.
info@everydayhealthhacker.com. Really fun.
Reach out to us on Instagram, Everyday Health Hacker. That's where I tend to spend.
Yes, I've been seeing a lot of your posts. You see,
we do lots of recipes because I like the anti-inflammatory nutritional plan. So I post a lot of recipes there as well.
You know, how can you not appreciate somebody that likes to eat?
Well, we all. And the key is we eat to live, not live to eat.
Okay, maybe. I mean, depends on what you're making. You know, you have some really good stuff. So, folks, on behalf of Dr. Lisa Liao, the great staff here at Meridian Health Institute, our producer, Jack McCraw, myself, Eddie here, we want to thank everybody for joining and listening into the Everyday Health Hacker podcast. We hope you will subscribe. Look for us on social media, like she said, our website, everydayhealthhacker.com. I'm Mike Herzing. Have a great week.
Dr. Lisa Liao signing off. God bless.